Welcome to Real Talk with RJ and Matt. Join us each week as we break down merch by Amazon and print on demand with some of the top sellers on the platform. Learn from some of the best as we test theories and examine strategies to give you the tools and knowledge to find success in this industry. This podcast is sponsored by Merch Informer. Take your merch game to the next level by finding untapped niches and high sales volume keywords. Save hundreds of research hours by heading over to merchinformer.com and grab a free 3-day trial today. Links in the description below.
So what are we going to talk about? It was more just Q&A. I wanted to see if people had questions. So just going to be, what's up, Jay? Jay D'Souza is going to be on with us on Real Talk next Wednesday, along with Dion Baker. And we're going to be talking all things Etsy. So that is going to be a really, really fun episode since we seem to be getting a lot of Etsy questions right now.
I was actually going to post that today, but I don't know.
RJ's lazy. I call RJ today and I'm like, hey, you want to do a live today? He's like, yeah, but I'm just really, really busy right now. I'm just like super focused, working on my business and just doing all this stuff. And he's like, okay, cool. That's great. Like, you want to do it this afternoon instead of tonight? He's like, yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to go get some sushi now. How focused he is on his business.
Lunchtime. I got to look at this. Can't show you guys everything, but I got everything written down for the week, even next week too.
Yeah.
The Monday already started and everything.
Before I even sat down like to start the webinar, like I went and grabbed some iced coffee. I was like, I'm gonna be all ready, get all set, and spilled iced coffee all over my goddamn planner. So pissed.
The merch elephant one.
Yeah, exactly. The fancy gold one.
Nah.
Mitty is asking AMS for seasonal products. What's your question? Should we use AMS on seasonal products? Is that what your question is?
Drew, what's up, Drew? What's going on, man? Yeah, okay. With the first thing with that, the biggest questions that I've been getting, I think you should, when you're running for like holiday, like AMS with holiday, start low. They start clicking away like right away. If you start at 75 cents, your bid's going to be spent like in 3 hours. And then like the tracking is a little late, but like 3 hours later, it'll say like your bid's out of budget. So start low. They start clicking like crazy.
Some small budgets too. Like cap your budgets just so, because you're testing everything. Like when you're starting that out, like especially when you don't know what the bids need to be, like set your budgets. It's like no more than like $2 to $3, because you want to, if it does burn through the budget really quickly, you don't want to be stuck for like 10 or 12 bucks, you know, without knowing that the shirt is actually something that's decent.
Yeah, for sure. Like I was like on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
I think I spent $74 on AMS, and I only sold 27 items, and it was at 46 in royalties. I was messing around with it, and I was like, "Oh, I messed around too much." So that's a perfect example of just messing around with it. You just got to be careful because you can mess it up pretty fast. And then the next day, I was still making corrections, and it still spent $43, and I only had like 13 sales yesterday. Yesterday was like the worst day.
I had a good day of sales yesterday. That's weird. Yeah, but I mean, we're in kind of some different niches, and part of it was like there's a trending thing that I hit pretty good that's doing well for us. So
okay.
But yeah, and sales have been weird. Like we went from like obviously in January is a little bit slow, but like we've had days where we've had like 8 sales, and then we had 28 sales the next day. And then back down to 9. You know what I mean? Like really swingy.
No, for sure. Is that one thing that you told me to hit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no. I was like literally at the beginning of the year, I planned it already. And I already told you like just about the niches that I'm doing. And I'm just like, all right, I'm just like dialed in right here. I'm not chasing no more trends right now. And I'm trying to just scale it, you know.
RJ's trying to be a good boy. He's trying to actually like grow his business. Jessica's asking, looking for a new design laptop. What do you guys suggest? Depends on what your budget is. If your budget is kind of, I don't want to say unlimited, but you're willing to spend a little bit of money. I think the Surface Pro 2 is pretty much the best you can do. Get the one that's fully loaded, and it's pretty hard to beat. It can do anything. RJ just bought a new laptop right now, right? Hold on, RJ put us on mute so he can take a phone call.
Okay, yeah, so I did. I My bad. Just got a new laptop. It's a Dell G37, or no, G37, G7.
G7.
Pretty dope.
Like the Gulfstream, like the airplane.
I don't know. You're the one that told me to do it, and then I seen like they came out with like the newer model, and I was gonna go buy that model when I went to go buy it. I'm like, why don't you just buy this one? It's only $100 more, and it's fast. So got it.
Yep.
It feels good though. Like when you, I don't know. It just feels real good. I feel more. I don't know.
Right.
You get a lot more shit done. Like you don't have to worry about nothing freezing.
Dude, not having to worry about things slow down, especially when you're designing and you can open up, you know, freaking Illustrator and Photoshop and the font software and everything else, and then plus have 18 tabs open on Chrome. Like that's always nice.
Yeah. No, it is.
For sure. Oh, Eric Wood in the house selling niches.
That guy.
Eric, nobody wants those Cleveland niches. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. You've polluted them already, bro.
What do you say? We sell them the cat niche for?
The cat niche. If you guys don't know who Eric Wood is, he brings me joy every day because he's a silly little fucker.
You got to figure, like, he's going to think of something to piss someone off for the day.
Yeah.
And then they get reported in the group in the comments. So, like, the report is comments. I'm just like, oh,
new order on Etsy. How's Etsy been for you?
It's actually I've been talking about that today too. It's the last 3 days it's been consistent. The numbers are increasing. The traffic has increased. Everything's looking good.
Yep, same with me.
Yeah, same with you too.
Yeah, it's actually looked really good the last like 2 to 3 days. So I'm pretty fucking happy. Yeah. Etsy has me excited. That's why I wanted to bring on Jay and Dion with the first guest for Real Talk this year. I think it's something that we need to talk about.
Yeah, with my niche store too, I'm kind of just testing that against my general store, because my niche store has made 2 sales yesterday. Nothing today, but 2 sales yesterday. But I noticed that as soon as I started getting reviews in. Okay, so guys, check this out. So the first review that I got, I was happy, and I think that's when we went to go meet with you. So then the second review I got later on that day, it was a 3-star review, and she didn't. I don't think she understood what she left the review. She said good product or good quality shirt, fast shipping, and left a 3-star review. And I was like, why? Didn't make no sense. And I asked her, I was like, you know, why did you leave a 3-star review? Anything I can do to help make it better or whatever? And then she's like, no, you did really good job. Thank you.
Like, that was it? Like she didn't improve the review?
I was like, what the hell? Like, I think I'm confused right now. Did I take any more CBD oil?
Oh, man.
No, but.
Jesus. So Chip Digerine is saying, hey guys, I've been using Printful for Etsy, set my small store up before Christmas. I had a lot of traffic in my store, but no sales yet. I have a lot more content. Can I upload to my new store? But was waiting to see if I had sales before I kept going. Any tips to get these sales going? Thanks for all you do. So, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what you think a lot is, right? Like we didn't see consistent traffic in our Etsy store until we had probably, I would say, like 100 to 150 items. And by consistent traffic, I mean like sales every day, lots of views, everything else. That's kind of like the benchmark I tell people to aim for. Like try to get about 150 items up in the store before you really start questioning things. But if you haven't had a sale yet and you've had it up before Christmas, then I think that there's probably something going on. Either your price too high for the niches that you're in, like, because price does matter on Etsy. Like you still have to compete against people in there. Or I would question about like, what are your keywords for your designs, keywords for your niche? Are you using like Etsy Rank or Marmalade to be able to figure out like how you should be doing your tags and titles? Like all that stuff is really important.
Yeah, that's a big thing too. Like I noticed, of course, that's important right there too. Because once you have that in play, and then you start getting reviews, and it seems like once you're more engaged on Etsy with the customer, they see that too, and they kind of like you're getting like the love, the little hearts or whatever, and you're just engaging more. And then but the most important thing is that though, for like your SEO and stuff, of course, because they have to find your shirt. But then I think like the second thing is. Just being engaged on your Etsy store and commenting and talking to the customer, making sure the customer got their shirt on time. That's very big.
And yeah, that's huge. Overdue orders will kill your Etsy store. Yeah. They keep track of that really tightly. Like both me and RJ have experienced that. Like when you have a bunch of orders that go past due, like your stuff stops getting shown.
Yeah, and I'll be a perfect example of that. There's during the holiday season, December, I had over like 50 late orders. I was like, damn, overdue orders on Etsy. And I was like, Matt, like, what the hell, man? I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of just be patient. You know, everything will work out. And then Matt's all, if you can't handle your Etsy store, I'll take over it. And I was like, you motherfucker. Hey, but it's,
yeah. So Chip's asking, wondering if my shipping prices are too high. So Etsy says, this is the thing you got to think about. Like Etsy gives you like reminders when you set your shipping prices, right? So like if you set your shipping price above $5, Etsy gives you a little pop-up that says, we found that customers don't like when they pay more than $5 for shipping, for example, right? Like pay attention to that. I've never had a problem with people paying shipping up to $5. I know Jay D'Souza used to charge a lot more for shipping. He's charged like $8 for shipping and then less for his shirts. It's just testing. I think at the end of the day, like I would pay more attention to what your market is. So like if you're in the cat niche, for example, right? Like you have a bunch of cat shirts, like do searches for your shirts and see like what else is in the niche and where those price points are. Because if you're like $5 more than everybody else in that niche, you're probably not going to sell a lot of shirts.
That's, you just want to be real competitive too, like real competitive.
Be competitive. You don't have to be like the exact same price, and you don't have to like focus necessarily like on merch where it's like you need to be right there, because you the quality of your listing and the quality of your design and stuff does matter a little more on Etsy. I think people care a little bit more about that stuff, but yeah, you can't be way out of line.
But then also, too, it comes back to that review. Having that review will help you.
Social proof.
Yeah, that social proof will help you. It'll rank you better, of course. It'll rank you. If you have a review on that shirt, that design, it's going to rank you better, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Posted a few designs after a few hours. I just removed them because it was viral niche. I knew I'd be in trouble if someone report me, but after 2 minutes, I removed them. I was suspended. Did someone have the same problem? Nope, because I don't fuck around with that shit. Don't upload stuff that could get you in trouble. Yeah. I don't know how else to put it. RJ, who is the company that printed the shirt that you share on your Instagram saying, look at this perfection?
That is top secret right now.
Top secret.
Only like it's only like a certain amount of people that can only come in, but just because I built that relationship, guys. But like Matt wanted to come in, then yeah, of course, you know what I mean, I'll get him in. But right now there's like only like a few people in it. And then for further notice, well, we'll let you guys know.
top secret. RJ's holding back from you guys. I love you, but RJ apparently doesn't love you that much.
Yeah. Sorry to hold that back, but yeah, that's what happens though.
All right. What's your price range on Etsy? So like what do you price a t-shirt at normally?
I like $22.
22. That's do you charge for shipping or do you do free shipping?
I'm doing free shipping. This is a big thing too, guys. Me and Matt, I overlooked this, but Matt showed me, he told me about it, about upgrading the shipping on the checkout. So customers do, believe it or not, you get really, so when it gets closer to the holiday, you're going to get really, really big orders in because they're last minute shoppers. There's always those last minute shoppers and they don't mind the price. That's another thing that will increase, like 2-day shipping. So you can upgrade your shipping, 2-day shipping, next day air. And I think Printful allows that, but the printing time is that's the problem right there sometimes.
So, yeah. So it works for me and you because of the way that we have things set up, just because like I have more fixed pricing on my shipping necessarily than like Printful does or Printify. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Like I know already before an order comes in, like what my priority cost is going to be, what my next day priority cost is going to be, right? Whereas Printful and Printify, like they jack up those prices based on where they're going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so like some orders, like if it's close to you, it's going to be like $35 for next day. But if it's like across the country, it's like $55. So it's harder. So what works for some people and terms of like having that priority shipping upgrade, what you can do is have an actual listing in your store that says priority shipping upgrade, right? Please contact us prior to ordering. But so that way they can still add it to their cart and you can set the price to whatever it needs to be by checking with Printful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure it does.
Yeah, so then that way they put both things in their cart and they can pay for it. Because what I don't want to see happen say, for example, you set a price of $9 for priority, like USPS priority mail, right? Okay. And it could be like 15 or 16 if it's like a large order. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But then you can add on like you can do the add-ons on there too as well, right? You can add like $2 per additional product or $3.
You can. Yeah, you can. I would have to look at it a little bit more closely. I think I'm more worried about like the USPS priority. I'm not as worried about it's the next day stuff. Cause that sometimes gets pretty extreme.
Yeah. I forgot what it was. Because you guys got to keep in mind too, there's different suppliers. Their shipping rates are different, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, you guys got to pay attention to that too. Just a little details like that. One little detail that goes wrong, you'll end up in a loss.
I mean, that's why we talk about like Etsy is like merch is like training wheels e-commerce, right? Like it's Amazon takes care of all these little details for you. Etsy is like the next level up. Like you have to worry about a lot more of the stuff that goes into running a business on an e-commerce business. Even though Etsy kind of helps you out, they drive traffic to you. Like a lot of the little details you have to take care of. It's a lot more work.
Yeah, for sure. And then it goes back to that. That's like the merch by Amazon. If it's the training wheels, whatever you said right there, pisses me off because it's like, we should be crushing that shit. I mean, the topic me and Matt have behind the scenes is like, dude, we're doing really well. And me and Matt talked about this already like a few times. We had a breakfast the other day. We went over a few things, but like our crushing it is.
It's all levels. What somebody would think is like crushing it for us is like, no, we're not happy. Like we're not satisfied.
Yeah.
Whatever. It just depends on where you are in your journey. Everybody's different.
For sure.
Morgan Green wants to know, is it important to use Etsy or paid marketing to get sales or even eBay? So I think she's asking about like promoted listings on Etsy or eBay's, the equivalent on eBay, their promoted listings. What do you think?
I think what is it? I think you just use anyone that's actually working for you, like Etsy promoted listings. It's working. It works. It all depends like what you're on eBay. It works too.
It's just testing, right? Like, mm-hmm. So the way that I look at it is yes, it can work. And this is the same with AMS. Like AMS can make a massive difference in your business. But if you're running paid advertising to something that is not of the quality of the competition that you're against, it's not going to convert. And you're just going to spend a lot of money and it's not going to help your business out. Right.
Yeah.
Like you got to make sure that if you're willing to spend the money to drive traffic to your stuff, that your stuff stands up, that your stuff actually is, you know, better than the competition ideally. Right. Mm-hmm. Because you're paying money to it. You need it to convert. If it doesn't convert, you're just wasting money.
Yeah. And there's like so many factors that you can take in right there too, for like, why is it not converting? If it's converting, what do you do? And just so much stuff you can do right there, because if it's not converting, cause that's the most, that's everybody sees this. And honestly, this is like, honestly, one of the easiest businesses you can do, but it's, if it's not converting, there's something wrong right there. They think you can just throw something up and make a sale right away. That's what.
Yeah. And the nice thing about Etsy too, is you have so much more control than merch, right? So like you can A/B test and you can test like, does it convert better when I have a blue shirt up versus the black shirt, or a white shirt up versus a gray shirt? You know what I mean? Like all those variables you can test now. Whereas like in AMS, you can't. Like Amazon controls which colors you're seeing for most of the shirts, because we can't select the specific variations anymore. So that's another thing to think about with Etsy too, is like when you're doing your promoted listings, like you should be testing to see if like certain colors do better than the other colors.
Yeah, for sure. And then also too, it just goes into different niches, like different like holidays, you know, like what, St. Patrick's Day, you know, mm-hmm. he's like a green shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So. Samir asks, planning to tackle Etsy soon, what would you guys recommend, a focus store versus an all over the map evergreen store?
Like I said, I'm like, I like, honestly, like I enjoy that process. So it's all about testing, I think. But niche store, like right now, like I only have 61 listings up and I have 21 sales already on that store. You can see like the sales ratio right there. But hey, it's all up to you. It's all a test, I think. But, Matt's going to say the niche store. He's crushing it though, for us.
Yeah, I think that the niche store is kind of the way to go. I mean, it's just, because what it does, right? Like, especially when you're starting out with Etsy, when you have a niche store, you get the data from Etsy that you don't get for merch. You get to see what customers are searching for, and you get to see the other search terms that these customers are searching for, right? Yeah. So like, you can use that data and be able to inform you like, well, my customer is looking for a like golden retriever shirt, right? And then I can look and see that like they also search for these sayings with golden retriever, these sayings with like other dog shirts or whatever. And then that can help you to figure out like, fucking yell. If anybody owns a real life business and uses Yelp and has Yelp in their life, Yelp is the biggest pain in my ass. Like the salespeople that try and sell you advertising, fuck Yelp. Seriously. Like my business, like we do a lot of business because of our Yelp reviews, but fuck Yelp. Anyways, like their salespeople call me constantly. Anyways.
Okay. So
back to the start. Niche store. I just think it's an advantage when you're starting out with Etsy because you'll have a lot more concentrated data. It'll help you to decide really quickly like where you should be focusing your designs, everything else. And also help you figure out like if you're in a niche store and you're not getting traffic to it, there's a problem. And that's going to help you to determine like where you should be making adjustments.
Yeah. Not only that, too, it goes back to just this whole beginning of the year is the niche store. Niche stores, you're going to stay more focused and you're going to concentrate what's going on. Like you want to dominate that niche. Like, that's yours. Right. You know what I mean? You want the best designs. You have the best designs. What happens? You get more sales.
Yeah. And I also find like you get more multiple orders too, right? Like somebody's going to your shop and they're looking for like a workout shirt, right? And like a CrossFit shirt, right?
Yeah.
And if you have a CrossFit store, it's got a lot of funny sayings for CrossFit stuff. There's a better chance that they're going to buy multiple items because they don't have to look through other stores. It's easy for them, right? Like they just add to cart. And yeah, then you get more sales. And like, that's like one of the nice things about Etsy, especially for profit margins. If you can figure out a way to incentivize your customer to buy multiple items at a time, you make a lot more profit because the shipping cost is all built into it. You're not, you know what I mean? Like you're not having to take the shipping cost out every single time.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you still do your Etsy titles just like this? Keyword one, keyword two, keyword three from Etsy rank. And also what was the name of the tool you used to quick fill out the tags from the title?
It's all manual work now. For me, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that are watching this and know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. So don't act like you don't know. That wasn't to your question though, Matt, Matthew, there's more of a understanding. You want to understand the design. That's the biggest thing right now. I think right now with me is understanding the design. So if you're understanding the design, you know that what the customer is searching for. So, the title of the shirt, like if there's a name on the shirt, I would put that in there and then kind of like let's say CrossFit. So the funny saying of the shirt and then CrossFit shirt. And then kind of just more of like the general keywords, like what's going to drive traffic. So the people that are searching for that keyword, then I'll go keyword one, keyword two, keyword three, and then get those same exact keywords in the title and put them in the tags. There's a keyword tool. I'm not even sure what it is. I actually just been doing it manually myself. So I uploaded on my niche store, uploaded all 61 designs myself. And yeah, that's the answer to that question.
Okay, cool.
What's your take on it, Matt? Go ahead.
So I'm testing something because I noticed this over Christmas. One of the ways that I've been doing it for a long time is I've been basically making sure that the keywords I have in my title are also in my tags. I'm doing some split testing right now where I'm not doing that, where so I just have the title and then my tags are completely and totally different. The reason being, Google is really big on not repeating information, right? Like, so like just SEO wise, they actually downgrade listings or downgrade search results based on the like repetitive information, just because that's the way people used to game search over there. So I'm testing it out because I noticed on a couple of different holiday listings, ones that were performing well, where people had done this. They had their title had keywords in it. Their tags had totally different keywords in it. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have enough data yet. Not even close to enough data to see what is optimal. It's just like something I want to test and see, like, do we get more views on these listings based on that?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, okay, where'd you find this from? Like, where'd you get the information from? But there's like you see some like people on Etsy that one shirt is driving all the traffic to their store.
To their store.
Right? They're making killer sales, you can tell. And the reviews that they have on that one shirt, and they're just in one niche, and they're just taking, they're killing it. They're crushing it. Because
you got to be willing to really spend some time. I don't think people spend enough time just looking at their competitors and trying to see why things are selling, right? Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. I'll see a shirt that's selling or see a shop that's really successful. Cause you see, who the successful shops are, because Etsy tells you. It tells you how many sales they've had, right? Yeah. So when you see somebody that's standing out in the results, you should click through their store and see what their store looks like. You should take some notes down. What does their banner look like? What does their header look like? What does their announcement look like? Yeah. What do their listings look like? How do they write their listings? How do they put, description information, shipping information, all that stuff, right? Yeah. Pay attention to all that stuff, because it's going to tell you how your competition is doing things. And then when you see something that stands out, that's radically different, pay attention to that. That's how I noticed. I just noticed a shop that was crushing it, and they were doing something really different. And yeah. I was like, okay, well, I should probably pay attention to this and test this and see if this actually matters, or if they just happen to be doing particularly well because they have some well-researched designs.
Yeah, for sure. That's a big thing too, just understanding your market, and if you see other people doing it, trying to figure out what they're doing to learn from them, and yeah, just figure out what they're doing and be better, I guess, or not even that. I think honestly, sometimes just being, if you focus, you want to be the best, of course, but it doesn't hurt sometimes just to be number two and you're still crushing it.
If there's enough demand in that spot, yeah, yeah, for sure. Have you ever started a lifestyle brand due to the demand you found in a particular niche?
A lifestyle brand?
I guess, kind of. Our main Etsy store has essentially become a very niche store, largely because the demand that we had in a particular niche. I guess I think that's what you're asking.
I'm not even sure. I have none of my niches have nothing to do with me at all. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I got you. Ashley Hensley is asking, how do you guys handle returns on Etsy? So what's your policy?
I accept no returns, no exchanges. But here goes that, Matt, I was getting pissed off at the beginning of December. I was getting frustrated because I had these big orders. I have one big order still from December. It's probably 20 shirts or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was $600 order or something. And the package got lost and it's already late for Christmas and they ordered it on the 6th. And it's nowhere to be found. And we're just going back and forth right now. So with that, if the customer, let's say I accept no returns, but if to make the customer happy, I will give the customer a free shirt and tell them, refund them completely. If they're not happy, refund them completely. Tell them, keep the shirt. And that is it. Cause we're thinking long-term. We're not thinking short-term. We're thinking long-term. And them leaving a bad review on your store can kind of hurt your ranking a little bit. And you don't want bad reviews on your store at all. You want to, losing $20 that's nothing. You know what I mean? To consider getting that one star review, that's something.
Especially on multiple orders. Yeah. The nice thing about Etsy that you can do, and this is something that that I had RJ do on some of these bigger orders, is sometimes it's better just to take the hit, refund them and then cancel the order. Make sure you cancel it at the end, because if you cancel it, they can't leave a bad review about the situation. You can only do that up to a certain point, though. You can't do it forever. When it comes to returns, we go out of our way to make sure that people understand the sizing. We answer any questions. We have size charts in all of our listings. We try and be very upfront about it. But sometimes it happens. If somebody's buying a gift, they don't know the size, whatever, right? For me, it's more about building a long-term lifetime relationship with this customer. I want to make sure that I do as much as I can to make that customer happy, because I want them to refer their friends to us. I want them to, come back to us for business. We have customers that we have good relationships with that'll message us and hey, I want to come up with a shirt for this holiday. What do you think? You know what I mean? So typically we'll take them. I just think it's better business long-term, right? It's so important to me to have that relationship. That being said, when you're dealing with Printful or Printify or some of these other PODs, your margins are so small. It's difficult sometimes to be able to do that, especially on a large scale. So I think like Jay D'Souza kind of has it right, in the sense that like say up front that you don't accept returns or exchanges, because it makes the customer more apt to pay attention to the sizing, more apt to pay attention to what they're supposed to actually order. And then if you have a problem, you can always adjust to it from there.
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, Jay does it a little differently. So like if somebody wants a return, instead of taking a return, what he'll do is he'll give them basically like a 30% off coupon. Yeah. And which basically works out to about the cost of the shirt on it for them. So, which for him, because he charges for shipping, it's less than them shipping the shirt back and then having to pay for shipping and everything else.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So like, is it best to allow for returns on the store, you think?
So our stores say we don't accept returns or exchanges. Okay. Like they say that, when a customer comes back and they want to basically return something or whatever, we'll typically do it unless it's something stupid. But for the most part, it's just, like I said, it's just, there's so few and far between for us. I don't think it's a significant factor. And I think it's more important for us to provide an amazing customer experience.
Yeah. Also too, just like, it goes back to those reviews again, like it helps that when the customers see the social proof and the reviews, how many reviews you have on your store, like that's big right there, because they won't hesitate to order off you because they know that they're getting a good quality shirt from the reviews.
The other thing you can do too, one of our friends does this and he's had good success with it, and we're going to start incorporating it more. We need to, is when a customer buys, okay, message the customer after they buy and thank them for their order, and then confirm the details of the order, right? So confirm the details. You ordered a small black, 3001 or whatever, right? Yeah. And then make sure that you finish that off with, thank you so much for your order. We just want to confirm that the sizing and everything else is correct, because every order is custom. We don't allow returns or exchanges. So this way you can kind of confirm with it, make sure the customer knows that like they need to make sure that the sizing is right. And then you avoid some of those problems.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big thing too. Like when a customer wants a shirt by a certain time, and you can get it to them in time, that's like a conversation opener. Like that's opening the inbox, the DMs, to message them like, hey, what's going on? Hopefully got your shirt on time, or just making sure you got your shirt on time. Can you please verify with this with me and message me back? Thank you. Yeah. And then that kind of shows that interaction with them that you actually care, and you show that if they care, you care, and they get it, they leave a review right away.
Right. Derek, I can't say your last name, bro. I'm sorry. The middle name, actually, Derek Kinghorn. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard was learning SEO?
That's my boy right there. What's up, man? What's going on? Learning SEO, I think it's probably just more about like testing, right? Just seeing if it's ranking better and stuff like that. Or what do you think?
I mean, so the I learned SEO back in like the old days, like with like Google stuff before Facebook was really even matter or Amazon or any of that stuff. And like foundationally, like a lot of that stuff still matters. Testing is going to teach you like what matters more in terms of that stuff. But if you want to learn like just the basics, like why search engines work the way that they do, there's a really good piece of content that moz.com puts out that's called A Beginner's Guide to SEO. I would recommend everybody who's doing any kind of e-commerce, go through and read it. It's like 50 pages. It's full of infographics, everything else, but it breaks down like how a search engine works and like how Google works. And everything is because Google drives the majority of the traffic on the internet. Everybody builds their businesses to be compliant with the way that Google search works. And then a lot of their search engines work the same way.
Yeah. Okay. Then that goes back to that too. I think honestly, just understanding the platform itself, because each algorithm is way different from each other. With that, because that's what I've been, it's like one thing I'm learning, I'll like just merch by Amazon, just SEO and stuff like that. Understanding it is, Amazon is different than Google, like the search engine. So it all, like Etsy's different.
You got to learn how to, and you have to be willing to test and experiment and be willing to change your opinion or change the way that you do things constantly, because things change.
Yeah.
For sure. We're like so behind on comments.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
I know. Bo Pollard says he is shut off AMS.
Fernando, what's up?
Yeah.
Brenda, what's going on? Joe, what's up? Nick, what's up? Bo, yo. Okay.
We're so behind.
Robert, answer just a few questions. In there, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
Adam, I shut off AMS. Well, why'd you shut that off? Why? Interesting.
Because it's fucking expensive.
Have you seen like all the updates they've been doing to it though?
Yeah, I've been playing around with them. I knew some of those were coming down the pipe. I didn't know they were going to roll them out so quick. Interesting, especially the top of search stuff. I think that's really important. I need to play around with that a little bit more.
You keep that down over there, all right? Let's see. Did you answer that one? How do you decide which listings to promote on Etsy?
Promote everything. I promote everything, but that's because our Etsy store is extremely niche and like the listings on it are super high quality. So I'm not worried about spending money on them because I know that they're going to convert. Like our conversion rate on Etsy is ridiculous, but it's because everything is super focused, super well researched. Like the stuff that we put up is really good.
Yeah. You see what? If your design is shit, you're paying advertising. You're paying to advertise just makes it expensive shit.
Pretty much. That was Jay, right? I saw that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, here's a good tip. Somebody posted this the other day and Jay's mentioning it. If you have commas in your title, you can just paste the whole title into tags and put spaces between the commas and hit enter. It'll add all the tags as in between those commas. So if you want to take that and basically make it a little faster to add tags, that works well.
Just adding commas in the title and then copy and paste it.
And then you can copy and paste it and then it drops it all in there. Matthew Pate, have you guys figured out how to add multiple products per listing on Etsy? If so, tutorial, please.
That's an expensive tutorial.
That's an expensive tutorial.
That's gonna cost money right there.
We figured that out
a long time ago. Figured a long time ago. It benefits you though. So understand it's gonna if it takes more work, less competition. I should say that right now. If it takes more work, it's going to be less competition.
It doesn't necessarily benefit you, though. That's the thing, right? Like, it's the same thing as, like, what Jay's talking about. If you're uploading more shit, it's still shit, right? Uh-huh. Like, you got to make sure that, like, if you're doing it, you have to make sure it makes sense. You have to make sure that you do it well. It's a good customer experience, all of those things. It's a lot of fucking work, though. It's not easy to do, and it's a lot of work.
Less competition, though. I tell you, less competition, there's more sales there for sure. So good design. It's going to take more work, but less competition means more sales. Stay out my niches, homie. Ba-ba-bum.
Okay. Yeah, more. Brenda's talking about the way that Jay does it with no returns, but offers significant coupon on the next order if something gets messed up. It's just a way to basically reward a customer. I don't know. It's your business. You can test it and do it however you want.
What's the best or what's the best POD for Etsy? I'm assuming like what's the
so I think for a beginner, Printful's the best because the way that it integrates, it makes it easy. All of those things. Highest margin. Printify's margins are good. I think that T-Launch, I want to say, like their margins are really, really good too. That does just understand, man, like the highest margin doesn't necessarily mean the best thing for your Etsy store because the way that they're getting that margin is they're cutting they're cutting out services that they do.
Yeah. Like the the print quality is not as good, but with Printify there's two other companies that I really haven't. I think I tested one of them that the print quality was okay, it wasn't that bad. But like the other ones, like the cheaper ones, like if it's below $10 and it's printing and shipped, there should be some problems right there. You just gotta test it. You gotta ship it to yourself. Order one of your products, test it out and see what happens. See what the print quality is like. And then I think honestly, just do that every 3 months. Just order a shirt for yourself. You're going to be ordering stuff for yourself anyways. I'm pretty sure if you're in this business and you're doing this, you're printing shirts, printing any type of product, there's going to be a design that you're going to like and you're going to print for yourself and just test it out. So
Yeah, I mean, that's really key. I think you need to make sure that you're getting examples from your PODs just to make sure that, like, you know what they look like and know the quality that you're selling. You don't want to say like this is a super high quality print, and then you'd send out a piece of shit because the customer is gonna not appreciate that. You can get bad reviews.
Nelson, hardly any talk on Teespring. What, like, what's your thoughts on Teespring?
Teespring sucks nuts.
I have like I make sales here and there on Teespring. Probably have like $100 payout waiting.
Teespring sucks.
Yeah,
like it does. It sucks. Like it just, I'm not the only one. Like, unless you have an account that is older there that has some aging, they have some weird like aging statistic that they now use with their shirts. So basically, if you've been on the platform for a while, your stuff gets shown more often than somebody that hasn't been there, which is retarded.
Yeah. Redbubble seems pretty good because they offer like multiple products. Like, I sold a skirt the other day. iPhone case was the recent one. It was like $8. So the Redbubble is kind of seems like if you put on the work on Redbubble, like you can do some numbers on there for sure.
Yeah, you can get some good money from Redbubble for sure.
Your background, is it a banner, sheet, curtain? It's my blanket. It's like a fabric. I got it on Amazon. I need to update it though. I need to put RJ Hustles back there and put my Instagram social media stuff.
I figured you would have like just taken some spray paint and done it yourself, bro.
Yeah, right. It'll like look like my first design that I uploaded on Merch by Amazon if I did that.
What is better, Chicago or New York pizza?
Man, if the I don't know.
RJ has never been out of the state except to go to Seattle. So you guys are asking the wrong person.
Hey, I've been to Colorado when I was like 16 years old.
New York all day, every day. Chicago is not pizza. It's a fucking casserole.
Interesting. So it's like because I know it's like for the pie, right? That thick old. I think, well, because you eat like two of those, three of those, you're done, man. You're going to go to sleep. Yeah. Now with the thin crust, New York, like New York pizza, you can eat a few of them and just be cool.
I just like it. I like, that's the style of pizza I like.
Yeah, for sure. No, I get it. I agree.
Sorry, I'm talking to my wife.
Hey, I agree with you on that, man. I've been seeing a lot of that too. I've been testing the ads and I spent probably $75 the other day and a lot of clicks, no sales.
I've definitely noticed that when you're aggressive at going at niches, suddenly your account seems to burn through a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. You're like, where?
Yeah.
And then like it shows clicks and you're like, okay, where this click the placement? Like, where do these clicks come from? And then you show it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're way behind, huh?
We are way behind. I'm going to have to cut it short. I got to go back over to the bank and help my wife with something. So let's answer a couple more questions and then, I mean, it's almost been an hour.
Okay. Yeah, no. We can even cut it right now if you like.
Yeah. Let's answer a couple more questions.
Okay.
Highest margin, the best quality. Robert, I haven't found anybody better than Printful. I know Jay D'Souza says Shirtly is going to be opening up. When they do, he's a big fan of them. So that's another competitor that has good shipping, good prices, good quality. All right. Let's see.
ClickFarm trying to run out your budget. There probably is some people out there just doing that for fun.
There's definitely, I mean, there's a lot of shady stuff going on Amazon right now, especially on the physical product side, like private label side. So I would expect it to come over to this side as well. I don't know. I mean, it's just at this time of year too, it's much slower than it is in other times of years.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless you have a specific reason for why you're advertising the way that you are, you know, it's probably makes sense to cut back on budgets a little bit.
Yeah. I like all pizza.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm going to call it right there just because I got to go take care of some stuff. But thank you guys. Appreciate it. We got like, I think with High Point was 68, but we had like 60 people with us through most of this. So pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, everyone. We will continue next Wednesday. We got Jay and D on.
Jay D'Souza and Dion Baker will be on Real Talk 6:30 Pacific, 6:30 PST, Wednesday. That will be a really, really fun show. If you guys have Etsy questions, like, they've been doing it longer than we have, and they're very successful. They are a great resource.
Yeah.
So that is a show you should definitely put on your calendar, plan to tune on, and we will have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie, everyone. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Give the video a thumbs up. Share it with someone new.
Appreciate it. Later.
Bye-bye.